It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, my friends. Welcome to Wednesday, August 31st. Nice morning. Sunshine, 64 degrees. So we begin our Wednesday talk round as we always do, checking in with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. And this morning on the phone with me, talking with Carlene. Carlene, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, today we're going to be talking about, I guess they call it ergonomics. I've heard it referred to in several different ways. But you're talking about the proper setup at our computer stations. Now, talk to me a little bit about this. What does this mean?
Yeah, so you can actually get some injuries just from improperly sitting at your computer station. And some of those injuries sometimes include like carpal tunnel syndrome, tendonitis, rotator cuff injuries, that kind of affects the shoulders, epicondylitis, which affects the elbows. You can get things like trigger finger, muscle strains, and low back injuries. So it's really important to kind of have things set up properly so that you can avoid some of those injuries.
Carlene, do you see a lot of these cases coming in? I mean, is this pretty common where people sit down at their computer and they're not really adjusted to it right? Does it happen a lot?
Yes, and I would say especially kind of with all the pandemic stuff, things we maybe have seen a little bit more because people are working from home and maybe don't have the proper setup like they should.
So what is, if you can kind of walk us through it, thumbnail it here for us, Carlene, what is just generally kind of the proper setup while somebody's sitting at a computer station?
So your head should kind of be level or bent just slightly forward, your body kind of forward facing. Your shoulders should be relaxed and the upper arm should just hang normally at your sides. Your elbows should always stay actually close to your body and be bent around 90 to 120 degrees. Your feet should be supported by the floor, and if they're not, you might need to use like a footrest, especially if your desk height is not adjustable. Your back should be fully supported, kind of using those lumbar or low back supports when sitting in a chair. Your thighs and hips should be well supported by a padded seat, and generally they're parallel to the floor, not, you know, sitting crisscross
sure.
in your chair. Your knees should be about the same height as your hips, or slightly higher with your feet slightly forward. And then kind of in regards to the computer monitor, the top of the screen should be at eye level, and the distance from your eyes to your screen should be about 18 to 24 inches or about an arm's length.
Okay.
So those are kind of some of the tips I would recommend.
So that is a lot of great information. Let me ask you something, Carlene. When you walk by somebody sitting at their computer station and you see just horrible posture, do you say anything or is it hard for you to like keep your mouth closed and just go, no, you're really not doing that right, or you're really not sitting there right, or you're going to have some problems? Do you see a lot of that yourself with this information?
Yes, and it kind of depends where I'm at if I would say
right.
anything
exactly.
or not.
Exactly. No, I hear you. So listen, this is a great topic and something I think a lot of people take for granted. If people want to know more information about this, Carlene, what is your number at OSPTI?
Our Breckenridge Clinic is 218-641-7725. And then our Hankinson number is 701-242-7323.
All right. Fantastic. Carlene, great to talk with you. Enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy the beautiful weather, okay? We'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
Thanks. You too. Yep. Bye-bye.
That is Carlene at OSPTI in Breckenridge. We talk with our good friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.